Bottom is our own Pat St. John.
In the fall of 1969, shortly after the release of Abbey Road, a rumor swept across the country concerning the death of Paul McCartney.
The rumor received such widespread attention that stories appeared in Life magazine, Time magazine, and the New York Times, among many others. The idea of Paul McCartney's death was supposedly proven by hidden clues on Abbey Road, as well as on several previous Beatles albums. Many Beatles fans felt that the clues seemed to be the way the Beatles were letting them know about Paul's death, which had occurred some years earlier, but was covered up so as to not threaten their popularity. In October 1969, a disc jockey in Detroit received a call from a listener explaining that if some Beatles songs were listened to closely, clues would be heard. About the same time, a review of Abbey Road appeared in the Michigan Daily in the form of an obituary. The reviewer also pointed out clues which could be discovered by examining the album covers. Then a station here in New York received a call from a college student on Long Island, and the rumors swept the Northeast. Legions of fans swallowed, believed, and even became hysterical over the possibility of Paul being dead. And it was in this climate that WPLJ produced and aired a special program designed to quell the rumor and put an end to the speculation over Paul's death. The program comes out strongly against the rumor and attempts to show how foolish many of the clues really were. Regardless, many still believed that Paul was dead. In fact, some still believe it today. As you listen to this show, have your Beatles albums handy, especially Abbey Road, Sgt. Pepper, and the Magical Mystery Tour. The announcer on the show is Bob Lewis, and here's the way it sounded here on WPLJ in the fall of
sitting in an army uniform behind a desk. On the desk is a sign which reads, "I was." Now, this is taken by the Cloosters to mean that that Paul is dead. Well, I don't know, man. As I have said many times, I think it's what you want to read into these clues that you're going to get out of it. How many times do the Beatles have to tell you that they believe the day of the soldier is gone and that the day of the communicator is here? And so maybe Paul is simply representing the soldier who was and who is no more.
Thank you.
McCartney was dead, and you could prove it if you just could find the right things to look at on their albums.
And then the news was wrong, Dad. Well, I just had
there are a lot of clues that have to do with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. For example, one of the clues is that on the front of Sgt. Pepper, the Beatles are all standing facing Paul. Well, as a matter of fact, they're not. Okay? It's direct as that. George Harrison is looking straight at you. Ringo is looking almost at you, but certainly more towards you than he's looking towards Paul. And John Lennon is definitely looking directly at you. So is Paul, as a matter of fact. Now, the other Beatles do have their bodies turned towards Paul. That hardly seems any indication that Paul is dead. But wait a minute. Have you looked at the back of the Sgt. Pepper album? Ah, now, there's some real proof. All of the Beatles are facing you, except for Paul, who has his back to you. Flat and square, there's no argument about that. Paul has his back to you. And my advice to you would be, if you ever get the opportunity to lead a band, don't do it. Because if you dare conduct a band, the audience is going to think you're dead. After all, the whole band is facing them, and your back is towards them.
I read the news today, oh boy.
And the news was filled with speculations about Paul McCartney's death. Thousands of clues have been found in their albums that prove Paul is dead.
The news was wrong, Dad. The light is
there are points where you really do have to laugh. Get this clue, okay? Inside the cover of the Sgt. Pepper album, Paul alone has his legs drawn up as a child in the womb. Now, that really says a lot, right? It signals rebirth. That's what the Cloosters say. Well, Paul does have his legs drawn up like a child in the womb. He also has them drawn up like children sitting around a campfire. I mean, if he were in a fetal position, like a child in the womb, he'd have his head between his knees. Now, they talking in this song about a man who blew his mind out in a car, right? And the whole thing about Paul is supposed to have been a car accident. And not only that, but it's a lucky man who made the grade. Okay? Now, I can understand how people who had set their minds to thinking about looking for proofs of Paul McCartney's death might have applied this. On the other hand, it also occurs to me that the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band came out not too long before Brian Epstein's death. And if you recall the stories about Brian's death, I think you will remember that they said that Brian was very depressed for quite some time before his death, that his contact with the Beatles had deteriorated, and that he was very unhappy about the whole situation. Sit down and read the 180s biography. It'll tell you about it there. And I think that in part this song refers to Brian Epstein. I think that Brian is the man whose face everybody had seen, but they weren't quite sure who he was. I think he's the lucky man who made the grade. And I also think that this song is just one more proof of anything you want to make it prove, depending on where your head is at. And the news was full of it, man. It was full of the news about Paul McCartney's death and all the clues that pointed to it.
And though the news was wrong, sad, well, I just had a bad.
Now, let's talk about the Yellow Submarine album for a moment, okay? The Clue Freaks found something really significant on the cover of Yellow Submarine. John Lennon is holding his hand up and making the symbol for horns behind Paul McCartney's head. That means Paul's dead, without a doubt, right? How about all the people that you've done that to at one time or another, kidding around? How many of them are dead? Oh, and I might also point out that Yellow Submarine caricatured each of the Beatles. For example, when you first see George Harrison in the movie, he's sitting high on a mountaintop with the wind blowing his hair. And he's meditating, most likely, right? You'll notice in the picture on Yellow Submarine, his hair is blowing in the wind. John is already beginning to show up as a very spiritual individual. And we all know that it is common for spiritual figures to raise their right hands with some sort of mystical symbol. If you happen to be below that, it doesn't necessarily imply that it refers to you. Then there's another factor on the Yellow Submarine album. People mention that this doesn't just happen on the front. It happens on the back, too. You'll find that the back picture is an exact duplicate of part of the front picture. That's why the same thing happens on the back as the front. Oh, and yeah. The Beatles didn't do those pictures. They were done by professional artists. And the news was full of it, man. It was full of the news about Paul McCartney's death and all the clues that pointed to it.
And though the news was wrong, sad, well, I just had a bad.
Some of the visual-type Clue Freaks came up with some goodies out of the Magical Mystery Tour album booklet. On page 6, a sign says the best way to go is by M&D. And the Clue Freaks say that means M.D. I guess doctor, right? Well, I don't live in England, so I'm not really as certain about what M&D mean as they are. However, it does occur to me that if it does mean doctor, doctors save lives, they don't take them. And so the best way to go is by M&D or M.D. would be to me a sign of life. They say on page 10, Paul has black pants and no shoes. Like Huckleberry Finn, huh? A really tragic figure in literature. Then on page 13, Paul's bloodstained shoes stand before the drums. Well, it's got to be Paul's bloodstained shoes. They're standing before the drums, aren't they? I mean, after all, unless maybe it was Ringo. No, then they'd be standing in front of the bass guitar. On page 23, Paul is holding black flowers of some sort. Well, I'll remind you that Magical Mystery Tour came out just after Brian Epstein's death. Doesn't seem to me to be at all inappropriate for one of the Beatles to be holding black flowers.
Everybody this way!
full of it, man. It was full of the news about Paul McCartney's death and all the clues that pointed to it.
And the news was
there are more that the Cloosters have come up with. Here's some other clues for you. In Blue Jay Way, the Cloosters point out, this is on Magical Mystery Tour, that there is a lyric that says, "Please God, please find me, please find my body." And this is the proof that Paul is dead, so say the Cloosters. But in fact, the song was written by George Harrison. And to the best of my knowledge, it was written about a time when he was living in Los Angeles on a street called Blue Jay Way. Take it as you will. Also from the booklet of the same album, Magical Mystery Tour, Paul is described as daydreaming far away, where he stands with closed eyes high on a grassy hill. Now, this can only mean that he's dead, right? Come on. Let's take another proof. In Cold Turkey by the Plastic Ono Band, there's a phrase that reads, "I'm alive again. Get me out of this hell." Of course, it doesn't seem to matter to the Cloosters that Paul isn't part of the Plastic Ono Band, nor does it ever occur to them that a record about cold turkey could easily be about a junkie who was going cold turkey, getting off dope with no tapering off, and could easily say something like, "I'm alive again, get me out of this hell." Let's get into some other things. Vague speculation shows symbolism, and I'm quoting here from the Princeton Notice, by the way. Vague speculation shows symbolism on the cover of Abbey Road. John is the spiritual leader, dressed in white. Ringo represents the formal funeral. Paul is death, out of step, barefoot, and dresses in black, while George, in working clothes, covered the scene with a shovel. Well, that's very interesting, but first off, it doesn't say anything. Second of all, if you do want to take specific clues out of that, I'll point out that on other clues, they have said that Paul is barefoot, because that's the way they bury bodies in Italy. The fact that Paul is English doesn't seem to affect them any. Relative to this, if they are on Abbey Road in England, why would the Italian symbol stand? And if you are going to take a look at clues that have to do with customs in other lands, the fact of the matter is that John is the one that's dressed as a funeral situation. He's dressed in white. And more of the world considers white to be a color of mourning, the entire Orient, than any other color.
Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Majesty's a pretty nice girl, today I'm gonna make a mine, oh yeah. Today I'm gonna make a mine.
You know, it's peculiar. With all of the clues that people have come up with that are supposed to point to Paul McCartney's death, the heaviest clue of all has come up least. Look at the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. In the center of the cover is a bass drum. Across the top of the bass drum, it says Sgt. Pepper's. Across the center of the bass drum, it says Lonely Hearts. And across the bottom of the drum, it says Club Band. Now, take a mirror and place the edge of the mirror at right angles to the front of the cover. And line the mirror up so it exactly cuts the words Lonely Hearts in half and reflects the top half of those letters back in the mirror. You'll see the words, "One, he, die." Now, that's pretty direct printed evidence of a sort. But the question is, what does it prove? And if it does prove that there's a dead beetle, then maybe we should start from the other end and look for a dead beetle. If you do look for a dead beetle, you can find one. His name is Stuart Sutcliffe.
I'm so tired, I haven't stepped away. I'm so sad, my mind is on the brink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, 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 I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired.
guess what? It was filled with clues about how Paul McCartney was dead. And if you looked at this on one of their albums or listened to this, you could prove it. This clue was all about how on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, there's a grave with yellow flowers at the foot, shaped in the letter P. Well, it occurs to me that, number one, the people who see the letter P there have an architectural sense roughly equivalent to an ancient Egyptian's. Since you're looking at a piece of ground which stretches away from you, and if you consider that in your reading of the picture, you'll see that it's not a letter P, it's a guitar. And you can't even say whether it's a bass guitar or a regular guitar, because it has only three strings. Sergeant Pepper, Paul McCartney, or whoever is masquerading as Paul McCartney, say the Cloosters, is pictured as wearing a patch which says OPD. OPD meaning officially pronounced dead, something similar to the U.S. version of DOA, dead on arrival. There's only one problem. The patch that he's wearing doesn't say OPD. It says OPD. P, as in Ontario Provincial Police, which is what the patch stands for. And it was filled with clues about how Paul McCartney was dead, and the Beatles were telling the whole world about it in secret. On the inside cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Paul McCartney is shown wearing a medal, which the Cloosters say is a medal given by the British Army for heroic death. This means Paul McCartney is really dead. That's fine, except why is George Harrison wearing the same medal? Or is it possible that the medal doesn't stand for what the Cloosters say it stands for? Is it possible that the medal is the MBE, which all the Beatles got? Or is it possible that it's just a medal that the costumer that they got the costumes from happened to pin on two of the four uniforms? And the big news of the day was that Paul McCartney is dead, and there are thousands of clues in Beatles songs to prove it. Let me give you a bunch of clues this time, okay? In I Am the Walrus, phrases from King Lear are heard at the end. Things like untimely death, bury my body. Well, it's quite true that those phrases do appear. But A, I don't know that they necessarily apply to Paul McCartney. And B, I think it's far more likely that they apply to Brian Epstein, if they actually apply to anybody's death. In point of fact, I Am the Walrus has always seemed to me to be a song which sings about the Vedanta Hindu idea that everything is everything and everybody is everybody. And if I cut you, I bleed, because we are really part of the same organism called the universe, or God, if you prefer. And so we are all the walrus, all of us, even Paul, as John says in Glass Onion. Here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul. Oh, speaking of Paul being the walrus, in one of the pictures in Magical Mystery Tour, the Cloosters say the walrus is played by Paul. That's a little difficult to tell. I mean, you know, can you see through the walrus face? Maybe it's Derek Taylor. Maybe it's Brian Epstein. Maybe it's you.
Help! I need somebody help! Not just anybody help! You know I need someone help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
This is Pat St. John. The show we just heard was broadcast on WPLJ in the fall of 1969. And this is the conclusion of WPLJ's original Paul is Dead special. But wait, there are still many more clues that can be found, particularly within the Beatles' music itself. Now, it's impossible to go through all the clues, but in the next few minutes, here are a few of the more interesting ones we've found.
Well, here's another clue.
According to the story, Paul McCartney was killed in an auto accident in 1966, and a replacement, William Campbell, has been filling in for Paul for photographic reasons. Campbell was chosen because he had been the winner of a Paul McCartney look-alike contest a year earlier. William Campbell, from Scotland, has not been heard from since allegedly winning the contest, and in fact, could be the person we know as Paul today. Now, besides clues that are found on album covers, many songs contain clues. As we go to the Abbey Road album, which started the whole thing, the first song, Come Together, describes a person having hair down to his knees. After dying, a person continues to have nail and hair growth, since hair and nails contain protein, which continues to grow. The song continues. A barefoot person like Paul on the Abbey Road cover. Rugby, which Paul played quite well. Skinny and bony, like a skeleton's. These lines could be Paul singing from the grave. There are now only three Beatles. The song title Sun King draws from historical literature. The Sun King was a name given to Louis XIV of France. This powerful monarch was the subject of Alexandre Dumas' Man in the Iron Mask, a piece of historical fiction about a twin brother of Louis who was sentenced to wear an iron mask to prevent his public identification. However, the twin ended up replacing the real Louis without anyone but his closest associates knowing about the switch. The whole scenario resembles the theory of Paul being replaced and the change being covered up. The finale of the album includes three songs which run into one another. The Beatles suggest several things from the titles. Golden Slumber, A Long Sleep, Carry That Weight, A Corpse-Filled Coffin, and The End. After After finding the clues on this album, it was time to look back to previous albums to see what had been missed before anyone caught on that the clues were there waiting to be discovered. Most agreed that the death of Paul occurred in November 1966. Thus, the Sgt. Pepper album would be the first album to contain clues. Lyrics in the Sgt. Pepper songs point out some specifics. The very first song, the title song, says... show known as the Beatles was to continue even though one of their members was no longer present. Instead, they introduced a new character. The name Billy Shears is interesting. It was rumored in 1969 that Billy Shears was the name of a band leader in England, and that when he died in 1947, he said he would be resurrected in 20 years. This would explain the first line of the song. As the LP was released in 1967. Also, it should be pointed out that if the name Billy Shears is broken up, it could read Billy's Here. The song refers, though, to Billy Campbell, because it leads right into A Little Help From My Friends, in which the singer, Ringo, in a rare solo part, maybe to throw us off, sings...
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
This is a subtle reference to Bill Campbell, who is not yet able to get the voice just right, and so is trying to stay in tune. Skipping to the last song, A Day in the Life, we hear of Paul's car accident.
He blew his mind out in a storm. He didn't notice that the light had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before.
This is about Paul's accident, and although the crowd thought it was someone famous involved, they were not sure. The news was covered up, so anyone who may have been a witness never knew for sure who it was. This song corroborates the belief that there was a car accident, and that Paul died of head injuries. As the story went, during the early morning sessions for Sgt. Pepper, Paul stormed out of the studios, mad at the others, and, after taking a few drinks, proceeded to drive off into the night. Some believed he picked up a hitchhiker named Rita, who, after recognizing her famous driver, jumped all over him, causing the accident. In another song on the album, Lovely Rita, are the lines... Other lyrics of interest include from Fixing a Hole...
I'm fixing a hole when the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.
Now that could refer to a hole or injury in the head. Then we go to Within You Without You, which says... The Beatles went on without Paul. And even the innocent Good Morning tells us... A final mystery on this album appears on certain European pressings. Now, you may have never heard this because it's not on any of the American discs. But at the very end of side two, right after A Day in the Life, and in fact it's almost right along the label, is another groove. And while the exact meaning varies according to different people, some have interpreted this groove to be saying such things as Lucy Abbey All the Way, or He's Found Heaven, or Just See What You Want to See. Sounds to me like... But it does not appear, as I said, on American pressings. But that it exists at all is an indication of the lengths the Beatles might go to try and hide messages in their albums. Let's hear it again. Let's play it backwards. You make up your own mind. The album which was released after the Sgt. Pepper album was the album from the film Magical Mystery Tour. As with Sgt. Pepper, Magical Mystery Tour also contains the lyrics to the songs, which makes the task of finding clues so much easier. The title song hints at several aspects of Paul's death. The lines...
Mm-hmm.
thought by some to suggest the ambulance that took Paul's body away from the scene of the accident and inevitably to his final resting place. In Strawberry Fields Forever, listen closely to the end of the fade-out. You can make out the sound of John saying, "I married Paul." Although some say he's saying cranberry sauce or "I'm very bored," it kind of sounds like "I married Paul," doesn't it? Okay, let's switch the turntable from 33 and a third to 45 and hear what it sounds like. One more time. The song "I Am the Walrus" has some interesting clues. For instance, refers to the police van at the accident. And you know, Paul's accident happened on a... The next album to be released was the White Album. A key song in the whole Paul is Dead mystery is Glass Onion. The title is slang for a crystal ball through which many mysteries can be solved.
I told you about strawberry fever. You know the paper, nothing is real. One here's another place you can go. Wherever you go, you know the payback period. Now the ill happy. I told you down for war is a mean man. You know that where it goes is a mean man. When he's another 2 feet long, war is a fall.
Don't Pass Me By is thought to be Ringo's tribute to his late friend, for in the song, Ringo sings,
I listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. You were in a dark place and you lost your hair.
Also on the White Album is I'm So Tired, John Lennon describing his mental anguish over missing Paul.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the brink.
However, what is considered to be a real find comes right at the end of the song, a mumbling voice that can be heard at the end of this cut and before the next one begins. When this mumbling is played backwards, the voice supposedly clearly says, Paul is a dead man. Miss him. Miss him. This mumbling leads right into the song Blackbird, and this song also refers to Paul. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Paul's current group, Wings, is certainly flying high with success. Another song on the White Album, Your Blues, is a song which is supposedly John lamenting over what has happened to Paul.
Oh, baby.
Another between-song voice follows Cry Baby Cry, and this heavenly voice, resembling McCartney's, sings... Interestingly, these words are not mentioned on the lyric sheet. These allegorical lines lead into the selection which convinces many people that the Paul is Dead rumor is something to be thought of as more than just a series of coincidences. The track is, of course, Revolution Number 9.
Number 9, 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 number 9.
Why should this phrase be repeated so many times and then again later in the song? When one plays this phrase backwards, the voice is saying, "Turn me on, dead man.
Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man."
You'll remember in the song "A Day in the Life," "I'd love to turn you on." And now, as if in answer, several years later, we hear a voice saying, in a Beatles song,
"Turn me on, dead man."
This is indeed an eerie clue. Continuing frontwards on the cut, many strange sounds can be heard, including car horns, a car crash, and fire burning. And in the middle of the song, a man calmly says, "He hit a pole." Other dangling phrases can be heard, such as, "Take this, brother, may it serve you well." Some suggest that this may be Paul passing on his fame, talent, etc., to Billy Campbell, the new Paul McCartney. The final album of new Beatle material was Let It Be. The title itself suggests that the search for clues and hidden meaning should stop, and all should just let it be. Do we think Paul is dead? Not really, but it does seem strange that first, these clues were placed in all these records, and secondly, that someone discovered all these clues. But you'll have to make up your own mind. So at this point, what we'll do is simply let it be. Oh, and one more thing. Happy birthday, Paul.
There will be an answer.
PLJ New York, Tony Pig is next with a fellow named McCartney.